Norfolk Southern's Elkhart facility is the company's largest rail sorting yard in the United States. It sees thousands of rail cars per day, carrying everything from cars to crude oil.
Just about everything that you see out there can be shipped on rail, and is shipped on rail.
That's company spokesperson Jeff DeGraff. And for 3 days this week, the yard is also hosting a special training train, with free classes for area first responders on how to safely handle railway accidents with hazardous materials. DeGraff says those incidents are rare.
With freight railroad, hazardous material arrives safely and securely at its destination 99.97% of the time.
But accidents can happen. Infamously, in 2013, a train carrying crude oil derailed in a small Quebec town, caught fire and exploded, destroying 30 buildings and killing 47 people. DeGraff says this training is to make sure area first responders are prepared for the worst, and to help area residents feel safe and secure about the trains rolling by.
We need to make sure that we're ready, but hopefully a lot of these guys will never have to use what they're learning today.
The train has two converted boxcar classrooms, one locomotive, and four example tanker cars. It also has two platform cars with nine example tanker valves, complete with a pressurized water and air system that can demonstrate leaks so attendees can get some hands-on practice. DeGraff says there's been a great response from eight local agencies, including the Elkhart, South Bend, and Goshen Fire Departments, and they'll be training 150 to 200 first responders over the 3 days. William Kornrump is the Division Chief of Training for the Elkhart Fire Department. He says it's a unique opportunity for hands-on instruction.
This is something that we don't get to do actually at all. We all go through hazmat, that's part of our state requirements, having to do with trains, but we never really get to do any hands-on or actually see them up close.
And thanks to the training, he says they'll be prepared if an unlikely railway incident occurs. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.